This is Labor Press. And now back to your hosts, Neil Tappel and Bill Holfeld.
Making a living the old hard way. Taking and giving my day by day.
And we are back right here at Labor Press's Blue Collar Buzz on AM 970 The Answer. We've been talking with Doug Cunningham from Worker Independent News. And Doug, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with you, man.
Okay, so let's finish that thought up that you had, and then we're going to move on, and we're going to call upon you to give us a national outlook here of other things that are going on besides these info wars.
All right. I was just saying that workers do have the tools, the 21st century tools these days, to have the power, to exert their power. You have media tools. You can find out the facts you need, and you can get the word out. And that's really critical and crucial. And if everybody thinks along in that way and gets well informed, stays well informed, and decides and they're determined to be active, okay, people can stand up and we can have some power, despite how discouraging it sometimes looks. And that's really all I had to say about that.
But there's got to be folks like you around to be able to disseminate that information, Doug, right?
I think so. And we'll do our best to stay around as long as we can. Now, we've got our challenges at Workers Independent News. And, you know, who knows what form we may take in the future. I don't know what the future holds for us. We're going to hang in and fight the good fight. And we're going to keep on keeping on. And we're going to keep elevating workers' voices. And workers themselves have to do that. And you have to understand, the most important thing is, understand you are not powerless, okay? And they present a big puffed up, you know, figure, a big puffed up billionaire, you know, we're big and powerful, we stomp the terra firma and the earth, we control everything, we're masters of the universe. And they tend to try to make workers feel insignificant and powerless. And the fact is, it's the opposite. We are the power in America. We build everything, we keep it running. And without us, this country would not a single wheel would turn, as the old song says.
And you know what, Doug? You know, I'm going to mention what I mentioned to Tom earlier today, Tom Campbell, when we were talking to him out of his station in Buffalo. You know, this to me, I look at this in this media situation that we're in now for independent news. It's a recreation of the old unions. You know, back in 1896, people from Chicago and New York and Buffalo and Philly, I mean, they dug into their own pockets, right? And they took trains and buses and, no buses. They took trains and they took horses and carriages and they met in cities and they said, you know what? We're going to get together and we're going to form a union and we're going to counterbalance, you know, the power of the corporations, of the steel companies and of the railroads. And we're going to stand together and we're going to do this in a united front. And I think that's what we need to do now in media, because we need to offset the balance of the mega corporations that are running media right now.
Absolutely. A huge media concentration and a handful of mega companies that own the mass media in this country. And that includes digital, by the way, these 21st century tools I was talking about. So, yeah, we definitely have to do that. We got to keep on keeping on with this labor media and get the word out and do everything that we can as working people to mobilize the very real power that we really do have.
So talking about getting the word out, give us the word. What's going on in and around the country these days?
Well, I wanted to touch on this tax cut proposal, first of all, okay? And I know that a lot of people's eyes glaze over when you start talking numbers, so I won't go too far into the numbers, into the weeds. But this GOP tax cut is the same old, okay? They're trying to spin it as a middle-class tax cut for middle-class families. The Economic Policy Institute, professional economists, say that these tax cuts are not benefiting, really, the middle-income families. Some middle-income families will see a benefit at first. But these rate cuts, according to EPI, would lead to huge benefits for the already rich and provide just crumbs to low- and middle-income families. The one thing that's really tricky about all of this, right, they're out there touting, Paul Ryan and other people, are out there touting this tax cut. Oh, we're going to save $1,200 or $1,300 a year for the average family. We're going to put that money back in your pocket. You know what? That might be true for a portion of the middle class under this bill, but that amount goes down over time. This is a long-term plan. So when you look way out into the future, about 2026 or so, it'll actually reverse. These benefits for middle-income families will go away. So EPI says, number one, no tax cuts are needed by the rich and by the corporations. Top 1% in the United States saw income growth of 160%. 160% since 1979. You know how much working families saw in the middle 20% of the economy? 13.6%.
Okay, I was going to guess 20, that would have been large.
Yeah,
okay.
So they don't need this tax cut, first of all. And secondly, middle class and working people aren't really going to benefit that much. And the third thing the EPI said, and that's really important about this, is that these tax cuts will cut federal revenues. Remember Republicans talking about the deficit and how horrible the deficit is? We got to reduce the deficit. Well, we need those revenues to build up our infrastructure and other commitments over the next several years and decades, and we need it to reduce the deficit if we're going to do that. So what they're going to do first is do this tax cut. They're going to do a con job telling you it's really for you and your family when it's really for their wealthy and mega corporations, and then they're going to turn around and go, oops, we don't have enough money now in the federal budget for things like Medicare.
Yeah, now let me ask you a question. Isn't this really, aren't they just putting a new face on it? Isn't this the old-fashioned supply-side economics? I mean, I don't see a lot of difference here.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically, you know, they have not changed their stripes, okay? They have always thought that rich people matter and working people don't, and that if you're going to do anything, you got to do it for the rich, and then the rich will trickle it down to the rest of us. They've always believed that in the Republican Party, at least for many, many decades now, and that's what they're doing here. And the criminal act here is that they're trying to spin it as if it is something that they're trying to do for working people. You know what they're doing in this bill? One of the things they're doing is they're cutting medical expense deductions for people. There were about 7 million people in 2015 that filed that had huge medical expenses, right? Because medicine is so expensive, people get bankrupted by these medical expenses. $84 billion they were able to write off in taxes because they had these huge medical expenses. Boom, that's gone under this Republican bill. So if you happen to incur heavy medical expenses and you want to deduct it on your taxes to get some relief, can't do it under this bill. And not only that, but on the flip side, they're trying to take health care away from millions of people, you know, at the same time that they're taking these medical deductions away. This is not a working class or a middle class tax cut. And the AFL-CIO agrees with me on that, and so does sort of the economists at Economic Policy Institute, Tax Policy Center, other places. You can check it out online.
And so do Joe and I here at Labor Press. We pretty much agree with you,
there you
too.
Go. Yeah.
Doug, before we leave, I want to take a look at a couple of other battlegrounds. Of course, here in the city, it's the IBEW Local 3 Spectrum Strike, and also what's happening with the Kentucky public workers there. Can you touch on those two things?
Yeah, Spectrum Strike, by the way, you guys helped me out with some audio from a rally in New York City about that. And I really appreciate that. That was hot stuff. Letitia, James, that cut and some other cuts.
She's a firecracker.
It was awesome. 1,800 workers, IBEW Local 3, Spectrum Charter, national company, and they've been on strike for 8 months. And you know, this is despicable. What's happening? I mean, the CEO of that company makes $98 million.
Say that number again out loud, Doug.
You had 98 million, and I'm sure he's bummed out that it's not over 100 mil. You know,
they were chanting "lock him up" at the rally.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we need to lock somebody up, that's for sure, with the Russia investigation. But that's another whole other topic.
That's for when you come back, Doug.
So the IBEW Local 3, they need to settle this strike. They need to do the right thing by the workers and not settle it trying to take stuff away from them. Are you kidding me? With the CEO making $98 million and Charter Spectrum being so big, they can afford to do the right thing by these workers, and they ought to. Now, Kentucky, believe it or not, I don't sound like a hillbilly, but I was born in Kentucky.
I knew that.
You know, yeah. A long time ago, grandfathers were UMWA members. So the Kentucky public workers are coming together. They rallied not too long ago, hundreds of them at the Capitol. The Republican government there, coming after them, coming after the pensions, and among other things. And so they've joined together, these public workers in Kentucky, in a way they haven't quite done before. And so we covered that with Workers Independent News, and we talked about that. And then we interviewed people and talked to them about this situation, and they're just not going to take it anymore. You know, they're coming at them with something that's going to hurt their families, it's going to hurt their retirement security, and it's not necessary. And it's again one of those vindictive actions. And too often in recent years, it's been the Republican Party that's come after workers like that, and that's really a shame.
And you know, we've seen, and you can give us your read on this if you like, Doug. You know, we've seen how the Republican Party has splintered. I mean, there really was a time that I remember. I'm old enough to remember when there were moderate Republicans. They may not have been your favorite people, but you didn't hate them because they weren't trying to kill you.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, you could just sort of disagree with them. You
that
know?
goes back to the idea of common ground. We have lost the sense of what is in the public interest for the nation. Okay, we have lost statesmen in politics. We have instead devolved into these factions, and these silos of intense opposition to one another, entrenched positions. And that's something that the Russians took advantage of in our last election, trying to divide America. They know that a divided America is a weaker America, right? And that's what's happening here, unfortunately. And that's the disappearance of moderates. And it's that's really has been damaging to our fabric, to our political and social fabric, too, because if you don't have a common ground center to come from about, hey, these are our values. We uphold labor. We uphold working people. We want fairness and justice and liberty and freedom and equality. But, yes, we also want law and order, and we want, you know, responsible management of the money, taxes and everything else. If you don't have that common center, it's difficult to find the sense of the gravitational pull, if you will, to hold everything together. If we splinter up into these little spheres of extremism and we're constantly battling each other and at each other's throats, that's not the way. You know, Abraham Lincoln, it used to be Abraham Lincoln's party, the Republican Party. You know, a house divided against itself cannot stand, right? That's been lost on the modern Republican Party, and it's too bad because it's to the detriment of America.
Well, Doug, I couldn't agree with you more, and I see Joe nodding his head, too, you know, sitting across from me here. So, I can't think of a better place to leave it other than a quote from Abraham Lincoln. And I just want to thank you so much for joining us today. And I got to tell you, from the bottom of my heart, Joe and I, we're real glad that we're playing on the same team as you, man.
Hey, right back at you guys. You guys have been there for years, and before you retired, Bill, of course, you know, Workers Independent News and the support you gave us when we were on the air there in New York City. So thanks so much to you. Solidarity to everybody in New York from us at Workers Independent News here in Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, on those kind words, we're going to leave it, and we will be back in just a few minutes with more good talk right here on Labor Press's Blue Collar Buzz at AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Labor Press on AM 970, The Answer.